Our guest at the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Been hearing a lot lately about the idea of student athletes being able to receive endorsements, to be paid for endorsements. This started out in California. Now it seems like the NCAA has kind of backed off of opposing it. So what do you think about that, and what kind of effect would that have at the Division II level?
It's really a funny question. You know, we're familiar with the term NLI, National Letter of Intent, with signing your scholarship papers. And now we've managed to create another acronym, NIL, Name, Image, and Likeness, very similar to it. So I know I've already mixed it up a couple of times, but name, image, and likeness, it's very much, I think, at what we would call the metaphorical hot potato level, because it is an issue that has to be addressed. And it's been, rather than being addressed within the confines of the walls in Indianapolis at NCAA headquarters, it's now branched out into state government, and we're in an election cycle, as we all know, with the 2020 elections coming up. And I think there's a lot of political influence in that, where maybe there doesn't need to be. And if there's going to be political influence in it, you would hope that they're talking to NCAA leadership, to athletics directors like myself. And most importantly, by the way, and I was really proud of the Division I Student Athlete Advisory Council. They just came out that nobody's talking to student athletes, and there's a lot of media dialogue out there about it, and we live in the greatest country, and you know, First Amendment, all that. I wish we were talking to student athletes and some of the campus leadership more than we're covering these state governments that are, you know, trying to pass these bills, because there may be some former student athletes that are doing that, but they're not right there on campus every day discussing some of the key issues from both an economic perspective, from a student athlete well-being perspective. And you ask, what, even on a local level, what would it do here? You can sit there and pick a, you know, we live in a state, obviously, with you know, two major flagship universities, University of Texas and in our own A&M system, certainly Texas A&M and College Station. So you think about the quarterback, the star player, you know, whether it's endorsing a car dealership or a restaurant or any of those type of things and putting money in their pocket. I take it even down to this level, you know, some of our favorite, you know, restaurant hotspots right here in Commerce, and have, you know, a very, you know, as we know, very generous family Ford Auto dealership here in town that's supportive of our athletic program. We have some local banks that support KTR and Lion Athletics. And, you know, I just think that if you give a Lion student athlete or one of those corporations a chance to say, hey, come do this at this, you know, you give them this call to action, putting $500,000 were to pick a number in their pocket. Well, now you're opening that up not only to, okay, are they taking that away from their current sponsorship of Lion Athletics? Because now I've got to start adjusting budgets. Mm-hmm. And if I start adjusting budgets, now I'm impacting the student-athlete experience.
I see.
And then let's go back. Let's rewind it a little bit before you even get them to campus. What if we're competing against, let's say, you know, School A and School B, and they're saying, well, we can offer you a 75% scholarship, but hey, you can come endorse this.
Yeah.
Local product, yeah. And now you're getting into a bidding war, and now it's not amateur athletics anymore.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, and this could be a 30-45 minute hour show just on this one issue. Student athletes are compensated, okay? Because I don't know what you made in college, but I know that I didn't have the value of a $20,000 scholarship. I know I didn't have nutrition services telling me how to eat and what to eat. I know I didn't have free access to a weight room. I know I didn't have free tutoring, complimentary tutoring.
Very valuable.
You know, and access to all the things on that you have as a student here on campus. I know I didn't get to travel as much as some of these kids do, and I certainly didn't get some of the nice Under Armour gear we put them in. So there's all these things now. If you're taking the amateurism out of it, then you're a professional. So now, are we going to tax you on your scholarship? Are we going to tax you on these products? I think there's a lot more questions than answers. And I think that ultimately, one of two things are going to happen. Cooler heads are going to prevail, or the amateur the amateurism model is going to collapse. I certainly hope it's not the latter. I'd like to think that, you know, we have some tremendously talented thought leaders on both the athletic administration side. And I've been very impressed just having conversations with Alex Shiloh and some of our student leaders here on campus. And Alex is the chair of the NCAA Division II National SAC. So by his own peers, he was voted as the most influential student mm-hmm. athlete in Division II. So I think we've got to start. And Alex and I have had some conversations over the recent weeks. NCAA Division I mentioned just took a position paper on it. Division II, sort of collecting some thoughts. And these are some sharp kids. And they're not asking for the moon and the stars. They're asking for some fair shake type things at the Division II level, very different than Division I. So I think it's really going to be interesting as we watch this thing unfold over the next. I think you'll see the NCAA conventions in Anaheim at the end of January. There'll be a lot of dialogue, a lot of media coverage around it. But before we go to that convention, we certainly better have our ducks in a row.
The interesting thing is that this may have more impact at the Division II level than I think a lot of people probably would imagine.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks very much, John Mark.
Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.